Beautiful souls, welcome and thank you for joining us for our live class in the jungle. Today we are working on a balancing flow. So we are gonna get sweaty, we're gonna work on our core, we're gonna open our hips, and we're going to cultivate clarity and strength in our center. So grab some props, a block, a strap, a cushion, and let's get ready to flow. Poses that anyone wants to do. I'm seeing a lot of hips. I'm seeing some mid back. Yeah. Hips. We're feeling the hips.
Yep.
And yeah. And the back. Okay. All right, great. So let's take a moment to take the flesh away from our sitz bones and wiggle our rib cage nice and long, lifting it away from the belly, softening the belly, and softening the face. We're going to begin our practice this morning with Nadi Shodhana Pranayama, alternate nostril breathing. So with your right hand, take your index and middle finger to the center of your palm and bring your thumb up to your right nostril. We're going to begin and end on the left. So take a nice big inhale from your left nostril. With the ring finger, close and hold, so both nostrils, awareness to the third eye. And then releasing the thumb, slowly exhale right. Inhale right. With the thumb, close and hold. And then exhale left. So this is one full round. Your index and middle finger to the center of your palm. Inhale left. Close and hold. Awareness to the third eye. And then slowly exhale right. Inhale right, close and hold, exhale left. Beginning to turn our awareness within, we close our eyes. Inhale left, close and hold, exhale right. Inhale right, close and hold, exhale left. We're going to continue with our own breath rhythm now. In left, out right, in right, out left. Awareness to the third eye. Thank you. moment to witness the effects of this practice. So this practice of Nadi Shodhana is a balancing practice, as is the practice of yoga in general. If you're super strong, then yoga can help bring more flexibility to your being. Or if you're already really flexible, maybe more strength. So bringing your awareness now to the heart, bringing to mind some area of your life that could benefit from more balance. And I invite you to dedicate this practice to bringing more balance into your life. Softly, we'll open our hands, walking ourselves all the way forward. This forward fold, hugging the belly into the spine, lifting the armpits, gently swaying side to side. So walk your fingers as deeply forward as you can, melting your sit bones heavy on the earth. So notice if your hips are lifting and really push your fingertips into the earth to ground your sit bones. Maybe you're rocking side to side, awakening the spine, awakening the hips. And then with your next inhale, gently walk to an upright. The hands behind you to switch the cross of the legs. Flush away from the sit bones again. And gently again, we'll walk the hands forward, lifting the armpits gently. Awakening our central channel, breathing into our back, our hips, our spine, our arms. Beautiful. As we inhale, let's gently walk all the way to an upright. Right hand, left knee, left fingertips right behind the sacrum, rooting down. Inhale to grow the spine long. And exhale to spiral the rib cage, looking past the back shoulder. Inhale, take a nice big step up the spiral staircase, and as you exhale, turn into it. Last one, inhale, grow tall, and exhale, spin. Turning the head and gaze forward, and gently release. Hands on the knees, taking a moment. And then we'll come to our second side. Left hand, right knee. Right fingers root behind us, lengthening as we inhale and exhale to spiral. Inhale, taking a nice big step up the spiral staircase and exhale, turning into it. Last big breath, inhale. Turn forward. walk our fingertips over to the left. Keeping both of our sit bones rooted, our right arm comes all the way up and over the gaze underneath the armpit to the sky, rooting our right sit bones down a lot. The arm is nice and long, the shoulder is nice and released. Some of us are gonna be able to bring our forearm down to the earth, but keeping our right sit bone grounded, beautiful. Breathing into the side body. The heart is pushing its way forward as the shoulder draws back. Beautiful, guys. With the next inhale, come all the way up, both hands to the earth, just feeling that flow of prana, this flow of energy moving through. Lengthening to inhale. And then as we exhale, walking the right fingertips, left arm all the way up and over. Beautiful. Root that left sit bone a lot. Push the heart through. The gaze is up. The arm is nice and long. Maybe you're on your forearm. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, come all the way up. We'll gently walk the hands forward, rolling over our knees, releasing our cushion. And we'll begin with our classic cat-cow. So spreading your fingers wide like the rays of the sun. The heels of your hands are parallel to the top of the mat. Hips over knees, toe tuck. Inhale to dip the belly, look up, drawing the shoulder blades together. And then as we exhale, initiating the movement from the tailbone, rounding the spine, the gaze to the belly, coming all the way up onto the tips of the fingers, really exaggerating the roundness, shifting the weight back. Beautiful, plant the hands, inhale, look up, arching the spine, the gaze is up. Exhale, rounding the spine, tailbone draws down, chin to chest. Continuing with your breath, the inhale plants the hands. We use the whole of the inhale to come into the full expression of the pose. And exhale, using the whole exhale to find the full expression. Let's continue a couple more rounds with our own breath. Some of us are going to close our eyes, drawing the awareness within. Let's still the body. Taking our knees together, let's lift the right leg up, expressing through the toes, the left arm. Inhale, lift and lengthen. And then as you exhale, rounding elbow to knee, pressing the right hand into the earth. Inhale, reach forward and up, expressing through the fingers and the toes. And exhale, round. Last one, inhale, reaching forward and up. Option one, to stay here. Option two, reaching around to kick the foot into the hand, lifting the heart, maybe lifting the corners of the mouth. Beautiful. Gently release the foot, hand to the earth, knee to the earth, switching side to side, and we'll prepare our second side. So inhale, left leg, right arm. Inhale, lift and lengthen, flowing up, and exhale, rounding elbow, knee to the center, pushing the earth away. Inhale, reaching forward and up, lift and lengthen. Exhale, round in, chin to chest. Last one, inhale, lift and lengthen, expressing through the fingers and toes. Option two, to take hold of the foot, kicking the foot into the hand. Beautiful, everyone. Wow, 100% of people. And gently release the hand, release the knee. Take the knees as wide as the mat, the big toes together. Sit on your heels. The tops of the feet on the earth. Wiggle your belly in between the thighs as you walk your hands forward, Balasana, child's pose. The forehead resting on the earth or perhaps the chin. And take the next few moments to really find your breath. The slow and easeful quality. Perhaps some of us are practicing with the Ujjayi breath this morning, if we know what that is. Remembering that this pose is available to us throughout the practice, anytime we need a rest, anytime back into presence. Take a nice big breath in through the nose and take a nice big breath out through the mouth. Coming back onto all fours, please. Tucking the toes. Taking the right hand to the center of the mat. Inhale, open your left arm, your left wing, your left side body, expanding all the way to the fingertip. And exhale, threading the needle. We're gonna reach the arm through, reaching that left hand as deeply as it'll go, shoulder and head onto the earth. Some of us might bring our head onto a block. Pushing the left hand into the earth, the right arm can come all the way up and over into a twist. And option two would be to take our right foot out to the side. Our hand can hold the right foot as we continue to spiral and open. Yeah. Some of us know, that's totally cool. Some of us might even wrap that right arm just around our waist. There we go. With the next inhale, really expand. Turn your heart open to the sky. And then bring your top hand down, your right knee back if it was out. And then inhale, open your left arm back to the sky. Active in the fingers. And exhale, release. Second side. Left hand to the center of the mat. Inhale, sweep open the right arm to the sky. Awaken the fingers. And then exhale, threading the needle. Reach that right hand as deeply as it'll go. Maybe your head is coming onto the block as you're left arm comes all the way up and over into a twist. Some of us are going to take our left leg wide in a T, maybe our right hand holding our left foot. Enjoying the flow of breath through the pose. Beautiful, everyone. Let's take the top hand down. The knee comes back in and we come back onto all fours. Setting up our alignment for our first down dog of the practice. Spreading our hands wide, shoulder distance apart. Tucking our toes, we slowly lift our hips to the sky, lengthening our spine, lifting our hips and then pressing our thigh bones back. So yesterday we did this self-adjustment all together. So we come high onto our toes. Lifting our hips high, then we gently micro bend the knees, pressing the belly to the thigh to lengthen the spine. Then let's roll the shoulders away from the ears. The neck, the head is coming out of the neck like a turtle. Soft elbows, and then press your thigh bones back. Beautiful, everyone. Take a moment to pedal out your dog, to swish your hips side to side, to just gently unravel the pose. Noticing where there may be some tension this morning, or where there might be some energy flowing, or where you could benefit from more energy flowing, as it were. Coming back into center. We'll take the right hand to the center of the mat, coming into a down dog twist. The left hand comes across the body, outside the right shin, and as you push into that right hand, lift the armpit and pull the heart through the leg and the hand. Find your breath. Keep lifting that right armpit. Beautiful, everyone. Looking forward, release both hands. And take the left hand now to the center of the mat, the right hand across the body, lifting that left armpit as you pull the heart through, downward dog twist. Beautiful. Keep lifting that left armpit. Inhale here. Exhale. Come all the way back. Come high onto the toes. Softly bend the knees. Look up between the hands and lightly hop, step, or walk to the top of your mat. Looking up to lengthen the spine. Halfway lift. And exhale to fold. Taking the elbows and the hands. Softly bending the knees. Gently nodding yes, no, maybe so. Just letting all the tension drain out of the body. Look at the feet. Make sure that they're hip distance wide, please. The inner arches of your feet lifting. Beautiful.
Lift and spread the toes, softly bend the knees. Inhale, look up halfway, release the hands and interlace them behind the back, reaching the hands away from you as you lengthen your spine. And as you exhale, let's fold again, waterfalling the hands towards the earth, the gaze between the knees. I like to keep a gentle micro bend in my knees, splaying my sit bones open wide. And gently release. Softly bending the knees, rooting down through the four corners of the feet, I'm gonna gently roll up, rounded spine, vertebrae by vertebrae. The head comes last. The arms sweep all the way up, the gaze is up. And as I exhale, I remember the intention of my practice, bringing balance into my life, and I let that rest at my heart center. Tadasana, release. Let's get the alignment of our feet going again. So feet are hip distance. The pinky toe edge aligned with the outer heel, soft knees. From my hips to my rib cage, I lift and lengthen. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up. The gaze is up. Exhale, swan diving forward, sending my hips back, flat back on lower to the earth. Hands to the earth, the shin, the thighs, look up, lengthen, halfway lift, draw the shoulders back. Exhale, fold. We're gonna do two more halfway lifts. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Maybe your knees are bent to touch the earth. Exhale, fold, last one. Inhale, lengthen. Pull the heart forward, gorgeous everyone. Exhale, top of the push-up. We plant our hands and step back to a high plank. Maybe I'm pulsing forward and back with my high plank for a few moments. Just to awaken the pose, drawing the belly into the spine. Nice soft elbows, my bum below my shoulders and above my heels. Pull my kneecaps up, beautiful. Let's come back into stillness and center. Look forward, inhale. Exhale, bring the knees to the earth. Zip your elbows into the side, and then as you exhale, lowering with control. For our first round, we'll take Shalabhasana, interlacing the hands. As you inhale, pull and lift the heart up, zip the legs together, spread the toes, lift the heart, the gaze is up, feeling the whole backside of the body open. Beautiful, everyone. Inhale, lift, and exhale, release the hands beneath the shoulders and take a child's pose for three full breath cycles. Some of us might take a prayer to the sky with our hands. Some of us might bring our arms alongside our body. Yogi's choice. Then with your next inhale, let's slowly walk the hands forward. Tucking the toes, lifting the hips. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Relax the shoulders, lengthen the spine. Use the breath to dynamically create space in the body. Beautiful, guys. Preparing our three-legged dogs. There we go. Step the feet together and inhale. Sweep your right leg all the way up to the sky. You might like to lift your left heel a little bit. Soft elbows pushing the earth away. Inhale, lengthening here. As we exhale, hug the knee into the chest, take the shoulders over the wrist. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen back to the sky. Taking the knee across the body, we'll hug the knee into the left elbow, shoulders over wrist, using our core. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, take the knee outside the right elbow, shoulders over wrist. Okay, one more time. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, down the center. Hug the knee in. Inhale, lengthen, awaken the foot. Exhale, across the body. Inhale, lengthen, awaken the foot. Exhale, take the knee outside right elbow. Lift the hip and take the foot outside the right hand. Back knee down to the earth. Some of us are gonna have a block handy. Take your fingertips onto the earth. Lift the heart, inhale. And as you exhale, slow motion, like we're moving through honey, we're gonna melt our hips and slowly come into a gecko lunge. Maybe coming onto left forearm, right forearm. Now, for some of us, this is going to be intense enough, and we're just going to breathe here. Some of us are feeling like we could open the hip more. We're going to roll onto the pinky toe edge of the foot, letting the knee come out to the side. And some of us are feeling strong this morning. We're going to tuck that back toe and lift the back leg a lot. Wherever you are, you're going to close your eyes, finding your edge, and take three full breaths here. Shifting the weight onto your left forearm or your left hand, taking your right hand to the inside of the right thigh. And as you push that thigh away, spiral the heart open. Some of us might take the back foot and bring our right hand to the foot, kicking the foot into the hand to spiral open the pose. Exhale, gently release, bring the hands to the earth. Come onto the flat of the foot, tuck the back toe, lift the back foot up, hug the knee into the chest, and inhale, send it back to the sky, three-legged dog. As you exhale, hug the knee in, shoulder over wrist, take the knee to the left elbow. Now take the pinky toe edge of the foot outside of the left hand. Take the right hand to the center of the mat, and as you inhale, you're gonna open your left arm to the sky, sliding your foot through in a fallen star pose. I'd like to think of it as a shooting star pose. The gaze is up and feel this expression moving through you. Really gorgeous, everyone. Inhale, expand the sparkles from your shooting star. Exhale, release the hand back down. Take your hand shoulder distance wide, hug the knee in, inhale, lengthen. And exhale, hug the knee into the chest, down the center, lifting the hip, taking the foot between the hand. Low lunge, fingertips, hips, and heart, lift the hips, pull the heart forward, lift and spread the toes, and sweep your arms up, inhale. And then as you exhale, sink into the lunge. Beautiful, relax the shoulders. Scissor the hips, right hip back, left foot forward, left hip forward, sorry. Firm that back leg a lot. And look at your arms. Make sure that your arms are just framing your ears. Your hands are facing each other. And then when you look at your knee, all you can see past your knee is your big toe. So breathing into the front of the left hip crease, the left front of thigh. Inhale, open the heart, and exhale, plant the hands. Step back to a high push-up. Inhale here, exhale. We can bring the knees down, zip the elbows in, lower all the way down. Tops of the feet, inhale, cobra, roll the shoulders back. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. And as you exhale, feel welcome to take child's pose for three breaths. Or come straight away into a downward facing dog. Whatever feels like a resting pose for you. After your three full breaths, Svanasana, equal weight between hands and feet, and just allowing the breath to move through you, creating space, awakening your shoulders and your ears, lengthening your spine. Beautiful. Keep your shoulders rolling out. There we go. Yeah, this way. Beautiful, everyone. Step the feet together and inhale, sweep your left leg nice and long to the sky. Maybe you're lifting your right heel up. Tuning into the core muscles, inhale, lengthen, exhale, hug the knee in and down the center. Beautiful, awaken the foot, inhale, lengthen, exhale, take it across the body, right elbow, shoulders over the wrist. Inhale, lengthen, awaken the foot, exhale, outside, left elbow. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, center. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, across the body. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, outside left elbow. Lift your hips and take the foot outside on the left fingertips. Back knee to the earth, please. Fingertips rooting down. Lift the heart. Inhale. And now as you exhale, slowly, like you're moving through honey, we begin to fold into our gecko lunge. Some of us are going to lower onto right forearm, left forearm. Some of us are going to use blocks. Some of us are going to roll onto the pinky toe edge to let the knees splay out wide. And some of us are going to lift that back leg a lot, building our strength. So whatever option brings you to your edge, find your breath, close your eyes, and breathe into the sensation. Nice, full, flowing breaths. Are we feeling this one? This is for all the people who had their hands on their hips. We're going to come into the twisted variation now. So shifting the weight to the right forearm or right elbow. The left hand pressing the left thigh, turning the gaze up to the sky. Or maybe option two is taking the right hand to the left foot, blossoming the heart open to the sky. So as you kick the foot into the hand, we're increasing and deepening the back bend and the twist here. Gorgeous, guys. Big, nice, beautiful inhale here. And exhale, gently release. Bringing the hands shoulder distance apart. Lift the back hip a lot. Hug the knee in. Send it back to the sky. Inhale, three-legged dog. And now as we exhale, take the knee across the body, right elbow, and take the pinky toe outside of the right hand. Take your left hand to the center of the mat, and then as you inhale, open your right arm to the sky for this beautiful shooting star pose, expressing this full sparkling version of yourself. So I'm just on the pinky toe edge of my foot. My big toe is actually to the sky. There we go. Inhale, expand and sparkle. And exhale, release the hand back down to the earth, shoulder distance apart, hug the knee and send the leg back up, awaken the foot, inhale. Exhale, preparing our crescent lunge, hug the knee in, shoulders over the wrist, lift the hip, take the foot between the hands, fingertips, hips lift, lift and spread the toes, arms up, inhale. And exhale, we sink into the pose, relaxing the shoulders, making sure that our arms are alongside the ears, and the back leg is nice and firm. Checking in with our alignment of the front knee, making sure all we can see is the big toe. Beautiful. Inhale, expand the heart open. Exhale, we're gonna come into our vinyasa. Plant the hands, step back. Inhale, lengthen crown of head and heels. Exhale, lower. Some of us are gonna zip the elbows in, lower halfway, and then all the way. Inhale, cobra, or upward facing dog. Pull the kneecaps up, and exhale, child's pose or down dog. If you're coming into child's pose, just for three breaths, please. Letting out a sigh as you wish. And you can always work on just expanding your dog a little bit wider back. After your three breaths, please come all the way back into a downward facing dog, please. Finding that quality of dynamic stillness, using the breath to create space along the spine. Oh, roll the shoulders this way. There we go. Come high onto your toes. Softly bend the knees, look forward. Hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Softly bending your knees, open your arms wide, rooting the feet, look up, inhale, come all the way up, flat back, the gaze is up, remembering your intention, and exhale, bringing it into your heart, shake it out. Are we feeling a little bit of heat building in the body? Just a little bit. We've got three Quebecois in the room right now. Rare. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up. Hinging from the hips, exhale, fold. Beginning to find our flow. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, plant the hands, and let's come down to a downward facing dog. Step the feet together. Inhale, sweep your right leg to the sky, awaken the foot, soften the elbows. Inhale here, exhale, hug into the center, shoulder over wrist. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, across the body. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, right elbow. And take the foot outside of the right hand. Some of us are gonna bring our knees down. Come onto the fingertips. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Exhale, gecko lunge. Sink the hips, find your edge. Some of us on our forearms. Maybe you're rolling onto the pinky toe edge. Relax and soften all the muscles of the face. Take your twist. Inhale to open the heart. Exhale to blossom and fully express. Inhale to lengthen the spine. Exhale to open. Beautiful, guys. Last big breath here. Inhale. And exhale, deepen. Release. Bring your hands onto the earth. Lift your back knee. Hug the knee in. Lengthen. Inhale. Exhale. Shooting star pose. Take the knee to the left elbow. Left edge of foot, right hand to the center. Inhale, expanding your star open, shining bright, beautiful. Last big breath, inhale, expand. Exhale, hands to the earth. Hug the knee in, lengthen back to the sky. Inhale, exhale, crescent lunge. Hug the knee in, step the foot through. Fingertips, hips, and heart, arms up, inhale. Exhale, relax into the pose, aligning the arms, firming the back leg. Beautiful, guys. Some of us are gonna take a one-legged vinyasa here. So if we're feeling really strong, we're gonna float the right leg. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, plant the hands, high plank. Maybe you're floating the right leg, exhale, lower. Inhale, shoulders roll back, cobra or upward dog. Exhale, downward dog or three-legged dog if you've been floating that leg. And exhale, release. Swish it out a moment. Gorgeous, guys. Second side. Take your feet together. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest, shoulders over wrists. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, across the body. You got it. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, outside the left, taking the foot, coming onto the fingertips, gecko lunge. Look up to inhale and lengthen the spine. And exhale to gently lower, finding your edge. This time maybe your back leg is lifted or maybe your knee is rolling out. Find your breath. You can take even two and then you're in alignment. Taking your twist, inhale, look up. Maybe reaching for the back foot with your left arm, or maybe just pressing the inside of your leg open. Beautiful, blossoming. Inhale, lift and lengthen the spine, and exhale, deepen into the pose. Last big breath here, inhale, and exhale, release. Both hands to the earth, hug the knee in. Inhale, three-legged dog. Beautiful. Exhale, shooting star pose. Hug the knee in, take the foot, pinky toe outside that right hand. Inhale, open your right hand. Yeah, beautiful. I think I messed up my left and my right hand. Your left hand's at the center of the mat. Gorgeous, everyone. Inhale, expand, express, glow, and sparkle. Exhale, release, hugging the knee in, sending it back to the sky. Inhale. Exhale, setting up crescent lunge. Hug the knee in, lift the hips, step the foot through. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Rooting down, arms up. Inhale. And then exhale, sink into the pose. Just seeing the big toe, checking that our arms are alongside our ears, hands facing towards each other, back leg nice and firm. And if you can smile and breathe here, then I invite you, if you're feeling it, to take a one-legged vinyasa, a two-legged vinyasa, or if you're really ready for a rest, you'll come straight into a child's pose. So inhale, open. Exhale, plant the hands, floating the left leg, high plank to low plank, elbows in. Cobra or upward facing dog. And exhale, three-legged dog, two-legged dog, or a child's pose for three breaths. Yogi's choice. If anyone feels me on that, let's join in. So take a nice deep breath in. If you're in child's pose, maybe your arms are alongside your body. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog, please walk the fingertips forward. Tuck the toes, lift the hips. Lengthen the spine, maybe the knees are bent. Come high onto the toes, softly bend the knees, look up between the hands, hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat, looking up, and exhale, fold. Take your arms and give yourself a big, beautiful hug around the legs as you hug your chin into your chest, spreading your sit bones open, pressing the edges of your feet. Just enjoying the strain of energy. So make sure your feet are hip distance, working in alignment with our hips. Take your lips together. Genetically, not everyone can do that, so we have compassion for those of you who can. It's like the tongue roll thing. And the idea is just relax any expression holding in the face. Bend your knees a little bit more. See how that just helps to release a little bit more. Rooting your feet down. Let's just roll up rounded spine this time, nice and slow. Breathing any extra moment into any place that needs the love. Arms sweep up, the gaze is up, gathering all the love in the universe and bringing that balanced love back into the heart. Choose a drishti, a gaze point, perhaps one of these beautiful jungle trees. We're going to come into this sequence one last time. So take a moment to remember the intention that you set for your practice. What in your life are you bringing more balance into? And offering this practice as a prayer. Inhale, sweep the arms up. Exhale, bow forward, swan dive. Inhale, look up and lengthen, nice long spine. Exhale, downward facing dog. Step the feet together, inhale, right leg to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest, shoulder over wrist, beautiful. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, across the body. Use the whole of the breath for the journey. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, gecko lunge. Take the foot outside the right elbow. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale, sink the pose. Nice big inhale here. And exhale, we deepen into the experience. Lengthening as we inhale, softening as we exhale. Inhale to lengthen, exhale, we come into our twist. Inhale, we lengthen, exhale, we soften and release. Inhale, we draw in fresh energy. And exhale, we create space. Beautiful. Plant the hands. Lift the back leg. Three-legged dog. Inhale. Exhale, hug the knee, left elbow, right hand, center of the mat, shooting star pose, opening the gaze to the sky, lengthening from the edge of the foot to the hand, expanding from your heart center. Inhale, open, beautiful everyone. Exhale, plant the hands, hug the knee in, three-legged dog. Inhale, exhale to lunge, hug the knee in, step the foot through, arms up. Inhale, exhale, deepen, beautiful, firm that back leg, open the heart, gorgeous everyone. If you can smile the face, then you can take a one-legged dog. Inhale, open the heart, exhale, one-legged vinyasa, I mean plant the hands, step back, high plank to low plank, cobra or up dog to down dog, please, gorgeous. This is the last one, by the way. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog, stepping the feet together. Inhale, sweep your left leg up to the sky. Exhale, across, down the center. Beautiful. Let's expand your dog. Inhale. Exhale, right elbow. Inhale. Exhale, gecko lunge. Take the foot outside that left hand. Look up to lengthen. And exhale to melt into the depth of this pose. Maybe you're on your forearms. Maybe you're on your blocks. Maybe you're on the pinky toe edge. The inhale lengthens the spine. And with the exhale, we soften. Yeah, take a cushion under your back knee if you need, or even lift the back knee all the way. Inhale, expand, draw that fresh energy in, and exhale, deepen. Last breath here. Inhale, exhale, twist your pose. Maybe you're reaching your hand to the back foot. Maybe you're on your forearm or your hand or your block. Use whatever props you need so that you can express the most fully with the most amount of support. Inhale, expand and open. Exhale, release, lift the hips, take the leg back, three-legged dog, awaken the foot, gorgeous everyone. Inhale to expand, lift your left heel, exhale, shooting star, hug the knee in to the right wrist, pinky toe edge outside of the hand, glow and sparkle, beautiful, lift this just a little bit more and lengthen that back leg, gorgeous everyone, wow. Inhale here, exhale, hug the knee in, three-legged dog. Exhale, crescent lunge, hug the knee in, step the foot through, fingertips, hips, and heart, arms up, inhale. Exhale, sink the pose, shoulders on either side of the ear, right hip comes forward, lift your back heel just a little bit more, and then bring your right hip a little bit more forward, we got it. Inhale, open the heart, firm the back leg, one or two-legged vinyasa, plant the hands, high plank to low plank, up dog to down dog to child's pose to breathing. Take your arms alongside the body in this beautiful pose of the child, just resting. Noticing your heartbeat, noticing your breath beat. Feeling the support and nourishment of the earth below you. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Let out a nice soft sigh from the mouth. Two more, please. Inhale. Offering the next sigh to someone else. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. high onto the toes. Soft bend in the knees. Look up between the hands. Roll the shoulders away from the ears. Hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat. And exhale, fold. Soft knees, arms open. Inhale, come all the way up. The gaze is up. And exhale, hands into prayer. Release. So offering this class to balance, we're going to work on our balance for just a few poses. So lift and spread your right toes, placing them as far apart from each other as possible. Wipe off whatever sweat. Lift that right heel, draw it back, and then shift all the weight, yielding to the right foot. Hands in prayer. Choose a drishti, your gaze point, and then we're going to come into a figure four. Awakening that left foot, we're going to sink into our chair, looking forward, looking at our drishti. Option one, we stay here. Option two, we bring our hands to the earth. Option three is levitation. So we sit on our heel, maybe taking our arms up. It's one of the yogi superpowers. Keep awake in the foot. This is going to protect your knee. Beautiful, guys. Like, bring your hands back down onto the earth. Lift the hip. Let's all bring our hands back into prayer, awakening the foot. Inhale, come all the way up. Take your arms open wide. And then we're going to bring our knees to touch, holding the foot behind the back. Find your gaze point again. And as you kick the foot into the hand, press the hips forward, the knees press, lift the heart, shoulder blades draw back. For some of us, this is going to be enough. Right arm to the sky, thumb and index finger touching, left hand to the inside of the foot, awaken the foot. Inhale, lengthen, knee tip to fingertip. And then as we exhale, Natarajasana, kicking the foot into the hand, folding forward, hugging your right shoulder back so our shoulders are in alignment. The more we kick the foot into the hand, the deeper we get in the back bend. Gorgeous, everyone. What if you try a smile? How does that feel? No pressure. And exhale, release. Beautiful. Come on top of that right foot. Roll it out. Whew. Definitely building some heat this morning. Fire of transformation. It's for your birthday party. Lift and spread your left toes. Lift your left heel, draw it back, shift all the way to that left foot. Hands in prayer as you choose your drishti, crossing your right foot over above the knee. Option one is sinking into the chair, gazing forward, awakening the foot. Option two, hands to the earth. Really beautiful hip opening, balancing poise. Option three, sitting on your heel, maybe your hands in prayer as we practice the power of levitation. Beautiful, Kathy. Beautiful, Carell. Beautiful, Sophie. Beautiful, birthday girl. Beautiful, everyone. Hands into the earth, lift the hip, come all the way back up. Look at your gaze point as you bring your hands into prayer. Opening your arms wide, the knees come together as you take the foot in the hands behind the back. Knees pressing into each other. Press the hip, lift the heart. Take the right hand inside the foot, the left arm to the sky. For some of us, this is enough. Draw your knees together, lift the heart. Exhale, some of us are gonna tilt forward, Natarajasana. Hugging the left shoulder back, and maybe we can add a smile just to bring even more beauty to this pose. Gorgeous, everyone. Beautiful, Nina, wow. Inhale here, exhale with grace, we release. Roll over the left toe, beautiful, shake it out. Whew. Maybe you're taking a moment to draw some figure eights with the head or figure eights with the hip, just taking any rigidity out of the pose, just feeling into the body, moving into the spaces of your body. Take this next moment to really tune in. We're gonna come into this balance sequence one last time, and then we're coming to the earth, which I know at least 80% of people are excited about. At least. Okay, so here we go. Lift and spread your right toes. Lift your right heel, drop back, hands in prayer. Choose your drishti, figure four. Awaken the foot. Option one, we sit into our figure four pose. Awaken the foot to protect the knee. Option two, hands to the earth inside the foot. Option three, levitation. Everything possible. Beautiful. Ah, beautiful, guys. Inhale, hands into prayer. Lifting all the way back up, arms wide, knees together, catching the foot behind the back, lift the heart. Right arm to the sky, hand to the inside, lengthening, inhale, exhale, Natarajasana, dancer's pose, dancing Shiva pose. Hug that right shoulder back, lift the heart, lift the gaze, maybe lift the corners of your mouth, inhale, and exhale, release, and dance it up. Whew. Beautiful. Okay, here we go. Our second and last side. Lift and spread your left toes. Left heel lifts and draws back. Find your drishti. Find your gaze. This is going to help you with balance as you bring your hands into prayer and sink into your chair. Taking option one, two, or three. You know what they are. Ah. Beautiful, guys. Nice. Nice, Bile. You got it. Inhale, look up. Come all the way back up. Releasing the arms open wide. We catch the foot behind the back, pressing our hips forward, our knees together, our shoulders back. Left arm to the sky, right hand to the inside of the foot. Lengthen and exhale, finding this gorgeous expression. Dancing energy through our body. Hug that left shoulder back. Hug the left hip back. Beautiful. Inhale, lift and expand. And exhale, release. Shake it out. Inhale, sweep the arms up. Interlacing the hand. Keep that gaze point as you come to the balls of the toes, stretching long all the way from the toes to the hands, relaxing the shoulders. Inhale, and as you exhale, we're going to swan dive, slowly lowering the heels and folding. Inhale, we look up and lengthen. Exhale, Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward dog, mindfully stepping back. Stepping the feet together, inhale, take the right leg to the sky. And as we exhale, coming into pigeon pose, we hug the knee in and take the knee to rest behind the right wrist. Beautiful. Back knee to the earth. Walk the hands on either side of the hips. Shoulders back. Lift the heart. Some of us are going to take our arms up to the sky. Inhale. Some of us are going to take elbows up to the sky, hands into prayer. Some of us are going to root down through the back knee, draw the energy in towards our midline and lift the back foot. Maybe hands are holding the foot. Maybe we can just be inspired by the direction that our bodies can open into. Beautiful, guys. Gorgeous. Beautiful. Inhale, open and expand. Exhale, gently release the hands to the earth. Right hand takes the flesh away from the sit bones and we lower onto a block or cushion, whatever we need. Tuck the back toe, take the back leg back, lengthen, and then slowly we're going to melt forward. Left arm, right arm. Some of us are going to stack our fists and melt our forehead. Stack your hands, maybe a block under your head or resting on one cheek. If you want a more active variation of this pose, then feel welcome to tuck your back toe and lift your back leg. Otherwise, top of the foot on the earth. Now, I really love working with a mantra for this pose specifically. We hold a lot of tension in our hips, so I invite you into the mantra with me. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Internalizing the mantra. What are you letting go of? Maybe it's
tension in the body, or it's a habit or a pattern of thought.
I'm going to take three more breaths here. You can always come onto your back and do the figure four pose if it's too much. Take your four, so just like we were doing the balancing pose, but on your back. Inhale, let's gently walk our hands to an upright, bringing our hands over to the right, rolling over our hip, and coming into Dhanushirshasana. So the left leg is nice and long down the center of our mat. Our right foot is pressing into our thigh. Maybe we're bringing a block or a cushion underneath that right knee as we take the flesh away from the sits bones. Some of us are going to have our strap handy, toes are to the sky, arms are to the sky. Inhale. Pressing the heart forward, the gaze up, inhale. And as we exhale, slow motion, keep the spine nice and long, reaching the hands, and then bring your hands to the shin, the earth, the foot, or maybe even a block beyond the foot, and then bring your chin to your chest. Taking a moment to come a little bit deeper, inhale, lift and lengthen the spine, lift from the heart, and then as you exhale, like a waterfall, waving yourself forward. Beautiful, close your eyes, chin to chest. So I want you to hold this a little bit further down so you're less compromised, and you can wrap it around your wrist. Beautiful. So then as you inhale, you lift and lengthen here, and then feel the difference. Ha. What is your body communicating to you in this moment? So now we all know how to come deeper. So when you're ready, you inhale to lengthen the spine, look up, and then exhale to cascade a little bit deeper forward. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, reach the fingertips forward, come all the way up, and exhale, bring the hands down. I'm going to take my right foot across, preparing for a twist. Some of us can bend that bottom leg. The left fingertips are rooted behind my sacrum. Inhale, left arm to the sky. Inhale. And as I exhale, I'm taking the elbow outside of the knee, stop sign with my hand, pushing my elbow into my upper knee to spiral the gaze. Now, at this point in the practice, we've done quite a few twists, so some of us are going to take the option of a bind, reaching that left hand through the hole, taking our left hand behind the back and joining our hands together, just making sure to avoid compromising the length of the spine. Beautiful. Close your eyes for three more breaths. The inhale takes you up the spiral staircase, and the exhale, we turn in. Forward. Gently release the hands. Fingertips facing the top of the mat, shifting back onto the heels of the hands to take a butterfly. Flesh away from your sits bones. If you're someone who takes butterflies every day, you might want to take a diamond pose, taking a wider stance here. Hands to the outer shin, lengthen the heart. And then as you exhale, coming forward like you're smelling a rose between your toes. Maybe you're walking your hands deeply forward, or else your elbows can push into your knees to help soften the hips open a little bit more. Blocks underneath your knees is always welcome. Softness in the face is always welcome. And a deep connection with the breath. Enjoy your last three breaths here. position. Taking a moment to pedal out your dog. Step the feet together, lengthening your left leg to the sky. And we'll come into our pigeon pose, hugging the knee in. Take the knee behind your left wrist, back knee to the earth. Walk your hands on either side of your hips, rooting down into the earth to lift the heart and draw the shoulders back. Rooting the knee down into the earth, hugging towards the midline. Some of us are going to take our hands up, or maybe into a prayer behind the back, elbows drawing towards the sky. Some of us are going to lift the foot. Maybe we're going to open the throat chakra, leaning the head back. We're going to take whichever variation of this pose brings us to our edge, and we're going to breathe there. Beautiful. Last big inhale to expand, and then exhale to release the hands, release the flesh, lower down, and begin your journey to a fold. Toe tucked or flat, your choice. Awaken the breath in the body. Notice if one shoulder is higher than the other. And if you'd like to come into the mantra with me, inhale, let. Exhale, go. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. What can you let go of a little bit of control of in your life? Maybe something that's taking you out of balance with your insistence to hold on to that idea, that thought, that behavior. Inhale, let, exhale, go. Nice soft to the face. Letting out a nice sigh if you like. Our last three full breaths here. All the way to an upright, rolling over, hands over to the left, drawing the back leg forward, setting up our Janushirshasana, head to knee pose, looks like a seated tree. Flush away from the sits bones, right foot press, left foot pressing into the right thigh, a cushion or a block under your knees, welcome arms up, foot up, shoulders softening, inhale. And then as you exhale, lead with the heart, slow motion. Find your edge in a fold, using your strap if you like, hands to the shin, the earth, the foot, the block, chin to chest. You can use your strap, it's going to help. Just first remember to lengthen the spine. That quality of softness in the face and in the breath. Again, listening to whatever communication this pose is offering you at this moment. Our last three breaths. Maybe we're looking up to inhale, lengthening our spine and cascading a little bit deeper as we exhale. Reaching the fingertips forward, coming all the way up. And exhale, releasing, preparing our twist. Left foot stepping over, maybe bending that bottom leg if it's available to us. Left fingertips rooting behind the sits bones, right arm to the sky. Inhale, exhale, elbow outside of the knee, lengthening the spine and spiraling. Some of us are going to take a bind here, taking our left arm through the hole, our right arm behind the back. We're all going to come into the spiral staircase. Once the very tips of your fingers, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, turn. Inhale, lengthen. and gaze forward, gently release. Bring the hands behind the back. We're going to release the feet hip distance and lower all the way down to the ground, keeping our knees to the sky and bringing our fingertips to touch our heels. Now raise your hand if you don't have a block. We're going to come up into a nice restorative back bend here. So let's take our hands to our feet. As you root down into the feet, press your hips all the way up to the sky and rock your shoulders under. So this is Setu Bandhasana. Lift the hips. I'm going to borrow your block for a moment. Come onto the balls of your toes. Press your hips all the way to the sky. And then you're going to take the block either at level one, its lowest level, middle level, or top level, underneath your sacrum, the triangle bone above your butt cheeks. And then lowering down, finding the stability in the pose. And if that's comfortable for you, you're going to walk the feet all the way forward. Toes can lift to the sky. The arms can come up and over your head. This beautiful, receptive, heart-opening pose is beautiful. If it feels like a short, sharp, or pinching sensation, reduce the level. And I just invite you to close your eyes for the next 5 breaths. Opening, softening with each exhale. Slowly walking the feet back in towards the bum. Pressing the feet into the earth to lift the hips, release the block, and gently, vertebrae by vertebrae, rolling all the way down onto the earth. Beautiful. Take your feet as wide as the mat now. Glue your feet to the edges of the mat. Take your arms wide in a lazy T, palms facing down. We're going to just windshield wiper our legs side to side. The next time our knees are over to the right, let's keep them there. Adjusting your spine so it's nice and flat, both shoulders equally rooted. And some of us are going to take that right foot on top of the left knee, and we can all turn our gaze to the left. Oh, it doesn't feel good. Close your eyes. Back up to the sky, lifting your hips to shake out any tension in the low spine, and then bring your knees up and over to the left. Perhaps your left foot is coming on top of the right and the gaze is turning over to the right. And finding your breath as you close your eyes and breathe into the sensations being offered here. toes together up to the sky. Taking your arms, your wrists resting above your shoulders. And I call this one dying cockroach. So just shaking your legs, releasing all the tension. Beautiful. And then finding stillness, bringing the toes together, opening the arms. And we're going to stay here for about 10 full breaths. Some of us might feel to take a shoulder stand today, and if we do, we're just careful not to move the head or neck in any way, aligning our heels, knees, and hips. For those of us in Viparita Karani pose or legs up the wall pose, this is a really perfect pose to practice. So let your head rest on the earth. If you want to take a strap to the arches of your feet, go for it. See if you can let go of what everybody else is doing and really focus on what you need. Shoulder stand, we can begin to roll down vertebrae by vertebrae. For those of us in Viparita Karani, let's bring our arms back to the sky, energizing our hands and feet, and lowering our feet to the earth, our arms to the sky above the head, using our core muscles, so using control, and we'll all meet lying on our back with our feet together and our knees wide in a butterfly. With one hand to our belly and one hand to our heart.
So for those of you who have taken my class before, you'll know that this is one of my top 5 favorite poses. And I do this one every single day to cultivate the quality of openness in my hips and my heart. This quality of surrendering to the earth, being nourished by the earth, while I open my heart, open my hips, allowing myself to be vulnerable, to open with the breath. If there's any last pose that your body is inviting you into, feel free to offer yourself for the next 2 minutes, finishing on a symmetrical pose. For those of us in this beautiful pose, let's stay here for 10 more full breaths before finding our way into Shavasana. Our final resting pose of the practice, Shavasana. Taking our legs as wide as the mat, our arms alongside,
shaking it out side to side, a cushion underneath our head or our knees if we like. In Shavasana, we integrate all of the benefits, all of the openings of the practice, creating this muscle memory, so that not only can this practice benefit us in this moment, but that we can also take the goodness into the rest of our day, into the rest of our lives. So take a nice deep breath fully into the whole body. And as you exhale, let out a sigh, letting go of any last tension. fundamental conflict in the world is between the illusion of fear and the reality of love. You believe you cannot control fear because you yourself created it, and your belief in it seems to render it out of your control. A sense of conflict is inevitable this life, since you've placed yourself in a position where you believe in the power of what does not exist. Fear seems real, but is only ever a result of identifying with the thoughts and beliefs that pass through the mind. Being aware of the mind's habit of identifying with passing thoughts offers you the opportunity to choose. When fear thoughts arise, can gently direct our awareness to the ever-present stillness of the heart. Fearful thoughts surrendered to the heart naturally dissolve, simply because they were never real in the first place. Balance, be all and see, rests entirely on choosing for the reality of love. To awaken the breath in the body. Fingers and toes begin to move. The arms can stretch long over the head. And then hug your knees into your heart, rolling onto one side. Staying integrated through the transition, taking your time to find your way into a seated meditation pose. Nice long spine. Nice soft belly. Nice soft face. Shodhana Pranayama. So with your right hand, bring your index and middle finger to the center of your palm and your thumb to your right nostril. Take a nice big sip of inhale left. With the ring finger, close and hold, holding your awareness at the third eye, and then exhale, releasing thumb, slowly exhale right. Inhale right. Close and hold. Exhale left. Inhale left. Close and hold. Exhale right. Inhale right. Close and hold. Exhale left. Last one on your own. Rested between the two eyebrows, releasing your hand, taking a few moments to marinate in the goodness, the balancing quality of this practice. Bringing your awareness into the heart center, taking the next few moments, bringing three things to mind that you feel grateful for. began with three ohms, harmonizing with ourselves, with each other, with the outside world. Take a nice deep breath in. Continue to bring us more balance in our bodies, in our hearts, and in our minds. Namaste. Thank you all so much for your gorgeous practice today. Such a gift and pleasure to have you all here. Questions or cards, come and see me, drop in. I want to introduce you all to a dear friend, teacher, sister of mine who was here in the studio way before I ever even knew it existed. So this is Kathy over here, and I introduce her because we are welcoming Kathy into the space on Thursday to offer us a restorative masterclass at 5 o'clock. So I'm super excited for that, and I will definitely be here, and I invite you and your beloveds and the people that you meet to join us on Thursday for that. She also offers transforming cellular memory sessions at the Tea Temple at the Sanctuary, so you can chat with her for maybe a moment before she runs out and goes to meet her delightful young son. For the rest of us, have a really beautiful day. Retreat people, we're gonna take a little snack tea break, and then we're gonna come back and talk a little philosophy. So we'll put our triangles in a circle. And yeah, I think that's everything for now.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the Pure Flow Yoga Podcast. We are so grateful to have you here. Please feel free to comment, like, share, or ask us any questions about this episode or anything else. We'd love to welcome you here in Paradise and are offering retreats and teacher trainings year-round. So check us out, www.pureflow.yoga, or anywhere where you can be social, because we're there too. So have a beautiful day and hope to see you on the path.